Welcome to Network Marketing Success Secrets. I'm your host, Gloria McDonald. On this podcast, I'm going to share with you all of my best tools, tips, ideas, and techniques to help you get more leads, have a steady stream of highly qualified prospects coming in every single day, close more sales, and recruit more team members so that you can spend more time doing the things you love and less time doing the things you don't. I'm curious, let me ask you, how much could you really achieve and accomplish if you had a clear, simple, and proven roadmap to success and a mentor who knows how to guide you each step of the way? In this moment, you're standing on the threshold of an amazing life, and it's time for you to walk across that threshold to finally achieve your dreams with clarity and confidence, no matter how big your dreams may be. I know you can achieve these dreams because you are amazing, genius, and divine. Now let's get to the episode. Hello and welcome. Today I'm here with Dr. Allison Grimston. Dr. Allie is a licensed medical practitioner, what we would call a GP here in the US and Canada. She's a functional medicine doctor. She's an expert on women's health, hormones, and menopause. Did I cover it all, Allie?
Just about.
You and I have known each other for quite a few years now, and I know you're absolutely passionate about really a holistic approach to health and well-being, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Trying to reduce pharmaceutical burden that we have as we get older. Anybody had a parent who's on 15, 20, 25 different medicines? I was talking to somebody yesterday who is only 63 and on 19 medicines on their repeat prescriptions.
Holy smokes. Fortunately for me, I'm not on any medication. I'm 66 and I'm not on anything. But don't all those medications just absolutely wreak havoc with your body?
Absolutely. And it's great pressure on the liver. They interact with each other. And in their turn, they cause nutritional deficiencies. For example, just as one example, metformin, which is used to treat diabetes and polycystic ovary syndrome. And we know it reduces all-cause mortality, but at the same time, it causes a B12 deficiency. Statins, for example, that are used for cholesterol, they cause a coenzyme Q10 deficiency, among other things. So it's not as straightforward as you would think. And it's not just a case of believing the doctor and the doctor's education. You know, the doctor's knowledge depends on their own education. And if they haven't invested a lot of money in educating themselves in holistic health, as I have, then they won't know these sorts of things.
Right. So a couple of weeks ago, you and I were having this discussion about health and wellness products in general and Live Good specifically. I was asking you, can things like greens and super greens, things like that, and like reds, you know, the powdered reds and things, can they really make a difference in our bodies and our health and wellness?
Absolutely. And they're something that I add to my smoothies every day. So easy, you know.
What if somebody says, yeah, but I have a healthy diet.
Why?
I eat salads every day. I eat vegetables every day. Yeah. I don't eat sugar, whatever.
Sure. So do I. I eat a mainly organic, almost perfect diet. Just a little bit of dark chocolate, which is actually good for you anyway. Usually I have about 20 or 30 different vegetables in my salads, if you include the kimchi and the herbs that I pick from my herb garden. You know, so I've got an almost perfect diet, and yet I take supplements every day. I take a magnesium complex every day. I take protein in my smoothie every day, and I add super greens and super reds. Because the vegetables, even if you're growing them yourself organically and you're adding animal compost to that to nourish the soil and enabling the soil to develop its own mycorrhiza, its own fungal network to help those plants to grow effectively, we still the soil we know is nutritionally depleted, and we need to replace that with the vegetables that you buy, even if you're buying from the greengrocer and not from the store. Even if you're buying them from a farmer's market, they've still got less nutrient content than, say, in the 1930s. And that's a measurable difference that they've been able to measure.
Ali, I have heard from a bunch of different sources, you know, over time, I couldn't tell you anybody, that multivitamins are a waste of money. Can you agree with that?
All doctors get taught that as well. You know, I got taught the same, nutritional supplements are just create expensive urine, was what I was told. But as soon as you start actually delving into it, we're all nutritionally deficient. Blood tests don't actually show nutritional deficiencies. They show about 3 or 4 different vitamins and minerals, but even that's not accurate because, say, if you measure B12 in the blood, that's not a measure of how much is functionally available to the cells. If you measure magnesium, that again is not showing what's functionally available to the cells. So even if you do blood tests, they're not showing the effectiveness. In fact, I'm just putting together a masterclass about this very thing, about interpreting your own blood tests. And if you look, you have to look at all of the blood tests together to try and work out whether there is a nutritional deficiency of, say, magnesium or calcium or iron. And when you have your blood test with a standard GP here, that, you know, here in the UK or there in the USA and Canada, they are relying on what are called normal ranges, normal in inverted commas. Normal being the range that 95% of the population has. Now, I don't know about you, but if I look around the high street, I see 95% of the people who are on the high street or who come into my GP practice are not people with the level of health that I want to have. I want to have a better level of health than that. So in functional medicine terms, we use what are called optimal ranges rather than normal, which is abnormal, normal ranges. Right. And I even remember one GP update training I went to, and the doctor on the stage was laughing because he was saying, this patient came in saying they were feeling tired all the time. He said, it's normal to feel tired all the time. You know, welcome to the world. And I thought, oh my goodness, even doctors don't realize that this is not normal. It's people think it's normal to have headaches and feel tired all the time and weight gain, but it's actually because there are imbalances in your body which can be corrected. And taking good quality supplements are a good way into that, a good starting point.
So I'm looking at the Live Good shopping area, right? So yes. We just talked about multivitamins, and you would recommend that people take a multivitamin as a doctor?
Yeah. Here's my multivitamin with iron.
Okay. And why is iron important to us? Why do we need iron?
I usually take a multivitamin that doesn't have iron because not everybody needs it. The iron is only in the women's supplement here because women are losing blood every month if they're of childbearing age, and that can lead to anemia. Anemia's, iron deficiency anemia is very common. We see it very commonly. But there is also one of the most common genetic aberrant is hemochromatosis, where your body retains iron. And this can be a problem if you're taking a supplement with iron. But this only has a low level of iron. It won't be a problem in those cases. And because iron deficiency is so common, especially in women who are still having periods, then this is a great product.
Great. So D3K2.
Yes, my delivery.
Okay. Why do we need D3K2? I don't even know what K2 is. I mean,
vitamin K2 is one of the subtypes of vitamin K, and it helps not only with the absorption of vitamin D, but it also helps with its function and it helps it be usable to the cells. So it's very important from that point of view.
Okay. And you already mentioned magnesium a couple times. I'm assuming that we tend to be deficient in magnesium. Is that statement?
And a lot of that is drug induced as well. So, for example, I don't know how many of your audience is taking omeprazole, lansoprazole. Sorry, you usually use trade names over there, don't you? But the Losec and things. these actually cause a magnesium deficiency. So these acid suppressant tablets that people take for heartburn or for stomach ulcers, they suppress your acid so much that you can't absorb your calcium and magnesium properly. If you can't absorb your calcium and magnesium properly, it can lead to leg cramps and migraines. I see these very commonly. But also restless leg syndrome is another thing caused by magnesium deficiency, insomnia. And also it can lead ultimately to osteoporosis. Of course, all these things are multifactorial. So there's many different factors that contribute to something like osteoporosis. It's partly genetics, whether you've been on steroids, if you have celiac disease. But using a proton pump inhibitor and getting that magnesium deficiency and calcium deficiency can be a contributing factor.
Okay, great. And we've already talked about adding protein to your smoothies every morning. Why, like sometimes I think, oh my gosh, protein powder, you know, it's just protein, it's not real food. But I know that's not really true. So,
well, let's look at what the people usually have for breakfast in a standard, I will say a standard Western diet. Most people over there, their standard American diet. But a standard Western diet, we've been brought up, and me too, to have toast, maybe marmalade, maybe bagels, some orange juice and a coffee.
Yep.
And maybe some cornflakes. Now, all of those are high glycemic. They spike your blood sugar, but they also are low in protein. There's just no protein in there. You must have protein with every meal. So now I always have a protein-containing shake. In fact, if I have anything else for breakfast besides a protein-containing shake, and I actually have a recipe guide that I've created with all the ingredients and how to put together your own protein, your own good, great smoothies. I just love them. But if I eat anything else, I feel tired during the day. I feel sluggish. You really need a good start to the day. Whether you are doing intermittent fasting and having that breakfast at 11 or 12, or whether you are getting up early and having it earlier in the day. But you do need to have that great start to the day.
Okay, great. And organic super greens. I know one of the things that I questioned, because at first I thought Live Good was a bunch of hooey, you know, and I poo-pooed it. And I just looked at prices of things. I thought, well, can't possibly be good products because they're so cheap. So they must be horrible products, right? Yeah. But again, like all the stuff that's in these organic super greens, we couldn't possibly eat all these vegetables in a day, right? Like if we're just trying
That's right. You know, the amount of vegetables that are in your super greens plus your vitamins, you just can't manage that in a day. And it's really important that, again, our vegetables contain magnesium and iron, and eating organic, clean fruits and vegetables, it keeps our blood pressure normal. It keeps our gut functioning well. So we're feeding with that, we're feeding our good bacteria. So we're helping our bacterial balance in the gut as well. And it helps our brain get the nutrients that it needs so that we have the focus and the concentration that we want. And also, if you're in my generation, you're aware of the risk of dementia. We want to support our brains so that they're not having those problems with remembering things and focusing, so that we're setting ourselves up for the future, you know?
Right. And what about things like these organic super reds? You know, if I'm getting all my greens, do I need these organic super reds as well?
Well, yes, we do, actually. And interestingly, you may well have heard eat the rainbow. And I recommend you eat the rainbow as well as having these. So my salad will include red bell peppers, as you call them, tomatoes, kimchi made with beetroot and purple cabbage. So I make sure I am eating the rainbow, but still I will add these in. And the super reds are particularly good for your heart function, your cardiovascular health, the circulation, brain and cognitive function. Our heart, we tend to take our heart for granted until something happens. But 50% of people, the first evidence they have of any heart disease is sudden death.
It's a little late, isn't it?
That's right. And, you know, people say to me, oh, I can't. When I tell people what they should be eating, they say, oh, that's so boring. But some people do, because they don't understand that it's not boring at all. But Is it more boring to eat well now, or is it more boring to be in a coffin?
Yeah. Rather not be in the coffin, thank you very much. Yeah,
great. Or on the way, so that you are disabled and unable to enjoy your retirement and be able to travel and do all the amazing things that you and I know are possible for ourselves.
Right. Okay, let's skip down here to the essential aminos. What on earth are essential aminos? What do they do for you?
Well, so amino acids, and there are some in the protein powder as well, I noticed. So it's got some essential amino acids in there, which help to build and maintain lean muscle mass, okay? But this is just a little bit of a boost for that. So it supports muscle strength, the power and recovery with and basically peak performance. And it really will help to improve that muscle strength and function. So really good for building lean muscle. And although you may say, oh, well, I'm not an athlete, that's not something that I'm interested in doing. But in actual fact, one of the things, as you said at the beginning, I'm an expert on women's health and hormone balance. And one of the problems that happens with women at menopause and beyond is sarcopenia, which is reduction in your muscle bulk and strength. And so this is something that's really helpful to us, as in addition to doing some weight and regular exercise.
So even if you're not like pumping iron every day, you should be taking amino acids?
I think that it's a good idea to add it to your health program.
Okay. Okay. So what about this factor four, advanced inflammation management?
Ah, so it sounds like a great product. Inflammation is such an important element of chronic illness, and chronic illness is rife in our world today. So any of those common illnesses, and I know that your audience will either have themselves or know somebody who has cancer, diabetes, arthritis, and then the autoimmune diseases like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis. These are all basically inflammatory diseases. There's inflammation going on in the body, which is contributing to the pathology that brings around that level of ill health. So heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, arthritis, kidney and liver diseases, lung diseases, these all have inflammation as a factor. So this combination, which has fish oil, which I recommend to everybody, turmeric, which I recommend to everybody, coenzyme Q10, which I recommend to everybody, and garlic, which is great anti-inflammatory, and can even help with MRSA, of all things, helps you to control and even reverse that inflammation in the body.
Wow. Okay. And collagen peptides. Let's talk about that one for a second, because I know when I hear collagen, I think, oh, expensive face creams, you know, they're supposed to take away my wrinkles. I don't know about that. What do you say about collagen? Should we be taking collagen, or is it really just something for cosmetic, you know, if we want to try to look younger and maybe it will work?
Collagen has come up and out, a bit like CBD oil, in the last, I don't know, the last 2 years, I'd say.
Yeah, I would say so.
It's really come out, and everybody knows more about collagen and is aware that it may be useful. But it's really important for the strength of our nails, our skin, our muscles and bones, joint mobility, the ligaments and tendons. So if you sprain your ankle or your knee easily, then strengthening those ligaments and tendons around those joints is really important. And the collagen can help with that. And again, as we age, as we get older, I'm into anti-aging as well as women's health, we get more wrinkles because of the lack of collagen in our skin. And if you look at the skin on your arms as you get older, you will see that there's less supportive tissue underneath the skin, and it gets damaged more easily. It's very easy for it to get, if it gets knocked, for your skin to get damaged. And I see this all the time. Obviously, as a GP, I see a lot of people in their 70s, 80s, and 90s nowadays. So really important. And then it's got a special combination of these peptides and collagen hydrolyzed collagen types 1 and 3 to help with muscle growth, lean body mass, faster muscle recovery, as well as the things that I've mentioned around joint control and skin and hair and nails. And who doesn't want their hair to look great? Because as we get older, especially if we have a thyroid issue, our hair can begin to fall out a bit. It can get dry or frizzy, and anything we can do to help that has got to be helpful.
So overall, Dr. Ali, you do totally recommend supplements, greens, protein, reds, all these different things that we've talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're all part of my daily health insurance that I use to ensure that I'm not going to be one of those people like my mother who was on multiple medications by the time she died, like so many, you know, who had diabetes, heart disease, vascular disease, and dementia. And these are all contributed to by a lack of some of these things.
Wow. Thank you so, so much, Dr. Ali, for all of your incredible knowledge today. This was beyond anything that I expected, but you have, well, I know you know your stuff. You just do. And I know it's an area of passion for you. So thank you so much for being willing to spend the time going over those products with us and giving us your expertise as a doctor, a functional medicine doctor, and an overall expert in health and wellness. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. And just that proviso, this is not medical advice. I have to say that, don't I?
Absolutely.
I'm not going to have any of you suing me for saying something. This is not medical advice. We're about educating you so you can make your own decisions.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Introducing the program that helps you make some serious money while also prioritizing your health and wellness. So essentially, it's like getting paid to be healthy. It's easy to get started. All you need is $50. From there, the program offers 6 different ways to earn money, including passive and residual income. No sales pitches or sleazy recruitment tactics required. Not to mention, it's scientifically proven that happy people live longer, so why not let us help you live longer and make money? Your bank account and your body will both thank you. However, if you just want to be able to get these amazing discounted health products, you can do that too. Watch a short video that explains it all. Go to www.GloriaMcDonald.com/LG.